Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been a lot of talk about...
They came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I don't think we should build the wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:21 right now. It is time for What's Bugging You? This is an opportunity for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's like free therapy. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right, now's your chance. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, I heard your rant about the Hollywood thing where that girl got her head blown off with that loaded gun. But nothing really changes when it comes to the left, does it? I mean, I get on the rhinos all the time, my own people, my own party. I get on the Democrat party all the time. I've never seen the left once get on their party by anything. And yet they're giving Trump a hard time on some of his cabinet picks that aren't guilty of half the stuff that Biden's cabinet picks were guilty of. And they're right in that just makes me sick to my ears, I tell you. They're hypocrites. The world's biggest hypocrites and liars, the left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their role, they feel like, is to obstruct for the next 4 years, they will attempt to do. Mm-hmm. Because think about it. If Trump is successful and the economy really begins to flourish and good things are happening and we have a lot of peace around the world, then you've pretty much invited 4 or 8 more years.
It's going to make it a little more difficult for Kamala Harris to run in 2028, isn't it?
That's exactly
right.
I mean,
she may do it still, but
especially if things like we could get like a photo ID, you have to be a citizen of the U.S. type thing. If you get legislation like that passed, it will be over for the Democrats forever because they don't have a good platform to run on. It's very far left progressive, which is funny because the far left progressives are going, the Democrats are too milquetoast. It's like, no, that's the only reason you get any votes for the most part. I mean, there is this margin of Democrats, but I don't think it's a majority that go along with their weird agenda. When I say weird agenda, like open borders. How is that possibly a good thing?
I mean, in no generation of Democrats before, Clinton, Obama, Biden back in the day, none of them were for open borders. None of them.
Yeah. And that's
irritating. That is irritating.
Well, yeah. It was bugging me. It was bugging me for, 3.5 years or whatever. And I just finally, I think enough Americans were paying attention. Yeah. Saying, that this just simply is not right. And they never made an attempt to try to explain why they were doing it. So it leads you to believe that you really didn't have a good reason to do it. Mm-hmm. You might have had a self-serving reason. You were hoping they were all going to turn into voters.
I just don't understand how the average Democrat can look at what's going on at the border, all of them, north, south, pick your border, and think it's okay and want to support it. And you're right. The Democrat Party has never explained. They do come out and say, we need workers. No, you don't need workers from China and the Middle East. You don't need gang members from Venezuela and Guatemala. That's not who's coming here to work for a good reason to support their family. Explain those for us, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, after not learning a lesson about the open borders, mm-hmm. they double down with the sanctuary city stuff.
Yes, L.A., right.
Even when the statistics don't have to be tweaked at all, they are significant and they are frightening. The amount of murders, rapists, mm-hmm. These people that have committed serious crimes, serious felonies before they've come here, many of them committed them while they're here, either way, that's very scary. And they know they're protecting specifically a lot of those people.
Sure.
You are protecting those that are involved in child trafficking, for instance. That's grotesque. Why would you ever do... How in the world could you ever justify that? Same ones, bringing over a fentanyl or the precursors to it or whatever that you know is killing 70 to 100,000 Americans every year, and you're protecting those people with sanctuary? See, when the American people hear that, the vast majority of them say, wow, you're right. It doesn't. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Why would they do that? It's wrong. You're absolutely correct. It is wrong. So they're protecting people that deal in fentanyl. They're protecting people that deal in human trafficking. A lot of it is kids. What happened? I mean, it used to be the Democrats, when we call them liberals and bleeding hearts, they'd go crazy.
It's all about the children.
Kids are just disappearing somewhere into the United States, and we don't have a way to track them. Who could possibly sit here and say that's an okay thing?
But then here's the question. How do these, air quotes here, leaders, your Newsoms, your mayors of your major liberal cities, how do they keep getting elected doing these kinds of things? How has the general public been brainwashed that, it's okay? I mean, are they seriously so ignorant that they don't know it goes on? Are they really, really that ignorant?
I do. I think they're ignorant. And I think that... They get their information from sources that say that Trump's going to institute this 2025 plan or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that's been debunked a million times, and still it comes up. So the people believe that there's some radical plan that he wants to engage in, and it's just not true. So they use fear. They try to frighten people.
Yeah.
They call Trump a Hitler, a Nazi.
Wow.
I mean. Anything, I guess they're so desperate to hang on to what little power they have left.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all bugging me, I guess.
Yes.
All right. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right. Americans reject celebrity endorsements. We'll dig into that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in, and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity, and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.